It's March 17th, 2012, forward operating base at Edinburgh. I'm with a New Mexico guardsman. Sir, please tell me your name.
CW3 Charles Bowler.
And Mr. Bowler, where do you hail from?
Albuquerque.
What part of Albuquerque are you in?
Northeast.
Okay, I'm in Northwest, so yeah. Wait, I can see your house from my house. I'll cross the road, I guess.
Yep.
Tell me, how long you been in the guard?
21 years.
And is this your first deployment?
No, it's my third.
Where else have you been on your deployments?
Desert Storm in Kosovo.
And I know you're on your, kind of like in the fourth quarter, going to go home soon at some point in time in the future. How has your experience been here working a year here in Afghanistan? Well, tell me a little bit about what you do here.
Well, we're a medevac company, as you know, so it's been good. We've learned a lot, and I think we've helped a lot of people. Learning curve was a little steep at first, but everybody adapted well and doing a good job with the mission.
Let's talk about that. A lot of people say there's a lot to learn here. What is it that is kind of the surprise that you got to get on top of your game straight away on?
Well, the environment's pretty harsh. Like it is right now, visibility gets down as soon as any wind kicks up, sun or the dust starts blowing around. Pretty bad during the day, but at night when you put MBGs on, it's even worse. So I have to deal with that on a regular basis.
So you got to make sure you're always on top of your game with this kind of weather, I presume.
Absolutely. Always have to know where you're at and where you're going and where everything else is at.
Have you been to all the locations that you all service here, including here at Edinburgh?
I have. I spent most of my time here, actually about 5 months. So yeah, pretty familiar.
We all know that Edinburgh's real busy. Tell me a little bit about your experiences here at Edinburgh and what kind of things you encounter and how things go at the end of the day when you've done some very interesting missions.
It can just stay real busy. There's no real flow to it, but you'll get days where you have 8-9 missions. You get a day where you don't have any, but on the days that are busy, you take off, finish one mission, get back before the next one drops, and just continue on in. Kind of flows into where you kind of forget what's going on, and by the end of the day you have to come back and talk about what all happened and who all you had on it, because it goes pretty fast.
Everybody knows that is a little bit tough to talk about it at the end of the day and everything. You have a unique mission here, Army supporting the United States Marine Corps and pretty much saving their lives when you're called upon. Tell me a little bit about how you guys mesh and pull all that together.
Marines are great. As far as working with them, they're very easy. They make things very simple for us, which is good. We don't have too many people we have to talk to on the radio. Things are cut and dried, and we have the support we need with them, whether it's people on the ground or escort with Cobras and Hueys. So works really well, and we talk to them well, and I think they appreciate what we do.
What made you want to become a medevac pilot?
Just always wanted to fly since I was a little kid. Liked airplanes back then, like helicopters now. It's great flying. There's nothing else like it. Beats the straight and level flying an airliner to me.
How old are you, Mr. Bowler?
43.
And do you have any military history in your family, or who gave you the idea to go ahead and join the Guard and become a medevac pilot? Whose idea was this?
My father was in both the Army and the Air Force, so he was my influence, absolutely.
Tell me, before we close, when some other people come in to take over eventually from what you do, what would be the one piece of advice you would give them about the mission specifically here at Edinburgh?
Always get the mission done. Don't let little things get in the way. And like I said before, always know where you're at and where everybody else is at.
Anybody back home you want to say hi to before we close?
Sure. Hi to my wife, Diane. Love you.
Very good. Mr. Bowler, sure appreciate you taking time out. I know you got to get launched here in a minute, but thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks a lot.
This is Jim Speary, March 17th, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.